Bentonville Public School District, with more than 15,000 students, is one of the fastest growing districts in the country. And it may be among the first in the nation to integrate outdoor mountain biking classes into its physical education curriculum. The endeavor is the result of a collaboration among administrators, teachers, parents, major donors, and students. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Folick takes us to gym class at Lincoln Junior High in North Bentonville to learn more.
Lincoln Junior High School principal Jonathan Guthrie leads us through a maze of girls practicing basketball drills this afternoon to a large storage unit just under the hoop. The unit's stuffed with 75 bikes, new Trek mountain bikes stored for the moment.
When the weather's nice, they'll get out and ride.
The district's now legendary bike program first took root several years ago here at Lincoln Junior High, which counts 800 students, 7th and 8th grade, one of 17 schools in the district. The Bentonville Public Schools Foundation provided the seed money for the initial purchase of 25 bikes. The program has since greatly expanded into all the district's PE classes with the purchase of 540 more.
Which works out so perfectly because their kids can just go out after they get comfortable on the bikes and learn the safety and a little bit of the maintenance. Then they take them back on the trails.
Part of a 38-mile-long complex of multi-use trails in Bentonville, some of which pass through Compton Gardens and Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Getting kids outside, getting them off of video games and you know, outside doing something is fantastic. We love it.
Principal Guthrie has since purchased his own bike so he can ride along.
We've on some field trips, I've ridden with the kids.
Elementary school mountain bike field trips. That's cool. Around 30 kids are dedicated mountain bike club members, the principal says. But the bike class is mandatory to a point.
They all have to learn about the bikes, and they all have to do a minimum amount of skills on there. But then once they get to a certain point, it's optional. They'll have different teachers will take different groups of students, and we'll take the ones that really want to do it, and they'll be able to go, like I said, on the trails, or they'll ride on the paved trails up to Lake Bella Vista and back, and just some really cool things.
So what happens when the bikes break? Typical hourly bench fees run $25 an hour at retail bike shops. Science teacher Jason Swim is supervising bike mechanic.
We build the schools as part of the small business operations part of the class. So those students are, well, they're all the same class. So they're in my shop part of the time, and they're in Ms. Immel's classroom part of the time. And when they're in Ms. Immel's classroom, they learn how to write invoices. They learn how to write purchase orders, do billing, marketing, social media, all the stuff a modern business person needs to be able to handle. So they cover a lot of that stuff. And we interact with the bookkeepers at the schools. And it's just like it was a regular account. If we were a business, only we don't ever charge labor because they're kids. They don't draw a paycheck. So it's just them working on the bikes. It's only parts that are an actual cost overhead for us.
The shop's fully equipped with professional bike stands, workbenches, and all the necessary tools. And during the bike season, spring and fall, the shop is jammed with broken bikes. One age group in particular tends to be most culprit.
Our elementary kids, for their PE class, generally don't have the stamina to ride very far or very fast, so there's not a whole lot of overhead for damage. Middle school kids can be a little rougher. The major wear and tear are junior high students who are in those fits of teenage years where faster is better and they like to crash into things. So that's those are our best customers right now.
Unfixable bikes are replaced by the schools out of their budgets, an incentive to not abuse the equipment. And no bikes have been ripped off so far. 10th grade Gateway student Ernesto Garcia knew nothing about bikes before he signed up for the bike shop class. Now he's repairing them for family and friends. And his favorite thing about the class?
It's just getting along with the classmates. It's always hands-on. It's not always paperwork. And we usually never get homework.
Ernesto enjoys truing wheels the most. That's straightening warped tire rims. He intends to run his own business someday. And his classmate, Dustin, will likely open his own bike repair shop.
I'm Dustin Clover. I'm 17. I bike. So I really like this shop because it's teaching me a lot. And I really wanted to get a job at a bike shop.
And how's your bike now? Is it in tip-top shape?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's perfect. It's better than it was before I got in the class, I tell you that much. It's really helpful.
So now you're always looking at bikes wanting to fix them?
Yeah, yeah.
Dustin, turns out, is a brakes master, one of the most complex parts of a bike to calibrate. Now, high schools across dozens of states have established biking leagues that compete with other schools and even in community cycling events. But this ambitious district-wide bike program was made possible through the singular effort of Mary Lay.
And I'm an executive director of communications and community partnerships at Bentonville Public Schools.
Mary Lay is a competitive athlete who, with her husband, Alan, outreach director for Bike Bentonville, approached the Walton Family Foundation to help purchase the necessary bikes for their program. The foundation granted their wish. Coca-Cola's Jim Conway provided the money to purchase critical bicycle parts to stock the repair shop's inventory. And Fat Tire, a local bike retailer, brokered the deal with Trek Bike Company based in Wisconsin and also donated bike pumps, tools, and tubes. Two dozen parents and members of the Bella Vista Bike Club helped to assemble the 540 bikes, transported in boxes via tractor trailer to a donated warehouse space by Amp Sign and Banner.
And I asked each PE teacher to donate 3 hours of their personal time to put bikes together. And we have 60 PE teachers, so they all gave me, and we ended up with 450 volunteer hours putting bikes together.
In-person hours these days are incredibly valuable. And altogether, Mary Lay raised $137,000 for the Trek bike purchase. $13,000 worth of helmets were also donated. Flinco Construction built bike storage racks for inside school buildings, and Bike Bentonville provided program support and T-shirts. The bike program, Mary Lay says, has been a great equalizer.
And so it's an equalizer for gender, it's an equalizer for culture, it's an age equalizer. In fact, I don't know anything that's more equal than a bicycle.
According to body mass index screening data for Arkansas elementary students, a majority are overweight. But bike programs like these can encourage lifestyle changes. Mary Lay described one student who was given a commuter bike.
And he fixed this bike up and he started riding it to school and back. He was no longer late for school and he lost like 60 pounds.
Bikes are also being retrofitted to accommodate special needs students in the district, Lay says, including autistic kids who are often deficit in motor skills. She's getting emails from delighted parents who can bike as a family pack now. Mary Lay is also responsible for writing and illustrating a special 70-page bike program curriculum filled with maps and resources. It's called Trail Time.
Biggest part of the curriculum is teaching safety and proper biking skills. You know, teach the forefront of the foot to be on the pedal, teach proper hand signals, not to put your headphones on while you're riding your bike. You know, a lot of it is all training on how to ride correctly, how to watch for traffic, how to stop before you cross the road, and hopefully that the safety issue will, and practicing safety drills at school will help them from having bike wrecks.
And district-wide, only 3 bike wrecks have occurred, minor crashes. As of last May, 100% of all 3rd through 8th graders at Bentonville Public Schools had participated in the bike program, and an intramural session for high schoolers offers both road and mountain biking courses. And because the bike program is now driving into the local community, the Bentonville Public Schools were awarded the 2013 Gold Medallion by the National Schools Public Relations Association. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.